2. The significance of Chinese paintings.
It's interesting that Chinese paintings can be created on the spot, even though most of them have similar subjects: peony, plum blossoms, mountains, creeks or cottages are very popular. There are often painters at significant celebratory and commemorative events.
Their educational function is, in fact, a unique feature of Chinese paintings. Human profiles were used as a method to either glorify heroes or condemn traitors 2,000 years ago. Tang Dynasty officials even tried to bring painting into the Confucian ideology. The court of the Song Dynasty published an official guide to paintings. This raised criteria not only for human profiles, but also for landscape and object paintings.
Oh, what was that?
It classified paintings into 10 categories covering religious beliefs, Confucianism, and state power. This classification gave an official definition of the value and significance of the paintings. The purpose of landscape paintings was to portray the five mountains, while fruit and birds were used to exemplify or eulogize the gods. In this case, the subjects were used as references to people in order to deliver moral messages. For example, peony and peacocks represented wealth and fortune. Pine trees, bamboo, plum blossoms, and orchids represented elegance and accomplishment. And pine trees and cypresses symbolized loyalty.
As far as I know, painters who did not have to make a living by painting used different skills to those specified in the guide, even though they painted the same subjects.
Artists are usually against pragmatism. They like to give meaning to the subjects they paint. Bamboo symbolizes integrity and simplicity. The orchid symbolizes modesty and misfortune. And pine trees symbolize never giving up. Artists also like landscapes. It doesn't take a lot of training to paint landscapes. It all depends on the painter's personality and ability, as well as his unique touch. Most of today's non-professional painters follow the landscape style. The objective of these painters is purely entertainment and self-satisfaction. The more successful artists have the opportunity to exhibit at public functions. That is probably the climax of their painting careers.
What are professional painters doing?
Some of them make a great effort to improve their painting skills. They want to develop new and innovative painting methods by borrowing from other genres. Others are busy making money. They have found ways to produce commercially attractive paintings. Some people say they are no longer artists. Instead, they have become manufacturers of paintings.